Test, test. Test. Be right there, audience, getting coffee. Audience, hello, hello. Audience, 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 audience. Come on. I'm having coffee. It's artisan coffee for a mother with stink hair and blubber cum. Your mother, darlings. Little boys and girls. Boys and girls, oh girl.
Let's pay $2,000 and go into a 4-week course. No.
Yes.
No.
To fuck my pussy, is that correct? To fuck my pussy, is that correct?
Some little sneak preview there from Deborah's Next Scrum. I don't know if I should do that. Whatever, I just did. What, Deborah? What? Why are you only? Oh, I see. Never mind. We'll discuss. Okay. I'm fat. That's my warm-up exercises. I just say I'm fat. This thing on. Let's see. Where's the Deborah? Deborah Wilkerson. There she is on the thing. I'm Kleine Nacht music. Deborah. Says ringing. Deborah.
Hello.
Hey. How's Deborah today?
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
What are you counting?
Testing to make sure that, you know, the mic's working.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. I think it's working. It sounds real good. So, Deborah, listen. The thing is, forgot what I was going to say.
You're so hot.
Ew. Well, I turned my trim
levels.
I turned my trim spa up.
Oh my
lord. It's okay though, right? Or is it too low?
No, it's popping.
It's popping.
It's redlining.
Okay. All right. I'm pretty sure that's something you're hearing but the audience isn't, because I don't see
it. Yeah. It's not happening in the chat room, only on my end. I think it's in the Skype thingy.
It's in the Skype vagina.
You know, the Skype level thing.
Okay, let's do something and say if it changes. I'm just going to talk, and you tell me if it changes as I talk. Snickers, 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 Snickers. Did all of those Snickers sound exactly the same?
Yeah, all the same.
God damn it. They're all the same. All right, try this one. Snickers, 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 Snickers.
It's all the same.
Well, that sucks.
Oh, well. Well, it ain't affecting the audience. It don't matter.
Well, maybe just let me check one more thing on this Skype control holder. Automatically adjust Niagara. I'll turn the volume down here. How about that? Is that better?
No.
No?
No.
That better?
No.
That better? That better?
No, it's still ringing. I don't know what's
going on. No, I can't hear you. What's ringing?
You know, the hotness.
What about this? Any better? I put on the automatic thing. Is that better? Deborah? No.
Let me look.
Ow, this Snickers bar, Snickers bar. This is just like the old days of yeast. Technical problems, 3 hours. Okay, show's over. Good night. Thanks for the no donations. Skirt girl.
Well, I don't know. Just don't lose the grum.
Okay, but you're going to record it also, though, right? Just in case?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Don't lose it because it's coming in so hot.
Oh, yeah, I should. Yeah, then it is important. Uh-huh. Well, can't you Oh. You know what? I can record it on my laptop while we do this. While I set this up for my laptop to record it, because I'll just... Wait, how do I do that?
So you're going into the 3+.
What?
And the PZO little level thing, you're going into the 3. You know, you should only be, you know, like, what, negative 0.01 decimals, but you're going into 3+.
Yeah. In which, I don't know why, though. I don't know why. Like, my settings on Wirecast are very low. Like, according to what I'm according to what I'm sending you, I'm peaking at negative, not even negative 12s on Wirecast. Oh, wait a second, let me try this. How about this? Is that any better? No, because you're not hearing that thing. Okay, wait. Just a second. Rafe torture. Okay. Let's see. Which one are you? Is this you? Can you still hear me?
Maybe it's the compressor with the music, maybe.
You're right. Do you still hear me?
Oh, no, I don't hear you at all.
Okay, now you hear me, right?
Yes.
So this is you. How's this? Is that better?
Oh, yeah, that's
there
it.
We go. So I just turned down your control holder. Now, Deborah, do you mind if I play your little clips, even though you haven't put them on your grommel yet?
I don't care. I'll turn the Skype thingy off, though, the automatic adjust.
Okay. Okay, one sex cunt. How's this? I turned it off. It's okay?
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Well, what about... Hold on. How's this?
To start my latency, is that correct?
Gotta change that.
To start my latency, is that correct?
Oh,
my Lord. This is Debbie, and I want you to fuck my pussy, is that correct?
Is that correct? I want you to fuck my... I love that. Is that correct? Like, is that what a hooker would say? Hey, sir, what's going on? You want to fuck my pussy, is that correct?
Maybe.
This is Debbie, and that's comma, and I want you to fuck my pussy. Thank you for filling my spot. I hope you get ejaculated.
That's good. I hope. Thank you for filling my what?
Let's see.
Pot? Now, Deborah, I have a new system, and I'm trademarking it, so please don't let anyone copy me. But you know how in Ableton Live you can color code your clips? Well, I'm color coding any racist ones brown, like this one.
Thank you, Mr. Nigger.
So that's a brown clip, Cheryl. All the clip. Oh my God, I called you Cheryl. Sorry.
It's been long enough.
Yeah, she's still in fucking Yuma. Though she said we could have the privilege of calling her through some convoluted something or other. But I didn't install the Google. I can't, like, every plugin I install is like, do you know about the watermelon challenge on the internet? Let me turn off this fucking Klein enough.
That way you put the watermelon in, like, the microwave for, no. like, 10 minutes and you throw it on somebody.
No, but that's good, too. No, it's where you take turns putting a rubber band on a watermelon until it explodes.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that video, yeah. too.
I totally forgot why I mentioned that. What were we talking about?
You can
about?
Get dangerously hurt. Something about Cheryl, mm. Google...
Oh, yeah. So, like, okay, so every time I add, like, a plugin, like, I would have to add a Google Voice plugin. Every time I add something to the complexity of this Grom, it's like the watermelon challenge. It's just one more rubber band on the Grom. Fuck, I'm not even recording. Hi, Deborah. How are you? I mean, I was recording the video. You know what I mean? Like, hi, Deborah. How are you? It's so nice to see you today.
To fuck my PC. Is that correct?
Is that correct?
Can Bay.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't need to hear you doing that. You can't hang up the phone.
Deborah, I'm against the use of superlatives in general because I'm not Reagan Fox. However, it's quite possible that that call you did to the 1-800-Flowers, which I just played a clip, might be one of your very best clips. A lot of people in the audience, or calls rather, a lot of people in the audience, was real, including myself, were just...
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
I mean,
I think it's one of my best personal ones. Yeah.
Yeah, I caught it in the middle, and I was like, 1-800-Flowers. Now, please tell me you're going to use this for a Mother's Day Grom because it's perfect.
Of course.
I mean, it's perfect for that. I can't believe you got those operators to talk that way. You know, that was really cool.
The supervisor of the supervisor.
How did it start out? Because I caught it, like, right when you were starting to make them swear.
Well, it started out looking for the flowers. So they didn't have none of the flowers. The prolapse flowers.
You asked for a prolapse flower?
Yeah.
Did you have to explain what a prolapse is? Or?
No, but she, you know, typed it in and she was like, prolapse flowers. Yeah, we don't have that. We don't have rape flowers. We don't have baby, dead rape? Baby flowers.
Did you seriously ask for rape flowers? Like,
I think so.
Sorry about the rape? Or what?
Just rape flower in general.
Is that like a wildflower?
I think I asked for a chiffon flower.
Well, of course. That doesn't surprise me that you would ask for a chiffon flower.
Oh, did I ask for that? Apparently, I think I might have asked for big black dick flower. Oh, that's right, I did, because I remember she said it. She was like, big black dick flower.
So are you saying, like, do you mean, like, there's a, as if it's a, in honor of your big black dick? Like it's an occasion? Like,
no,
Mother's Day,
it's the
big dick?
Type of flower.
Oh, that's the type of flower. Well, maybe next time. I'm not saying we should call them today or anything, but if we did... Maybe you could say, like, well, you know, what the occasion is big dick, you know, or like on occasion of your big dick, or thank you for having a big black penis or something. Is that good or no?
Yeah, that could work. I think that could work very, really nicely.
Thank you, Dr. Nose Garden, for removing my angel wings. I don't know.
Yeah, that could work too.
Oh, wow. I'm already getting album art. I think I've gotten a couple. I have having artisan coffee right now, Deborah. I have butter with butter.
Oh, I haven't tried that yet. So are you doing the Atkins?
I don't do diets, Deborah. Do I look like I diet?
So you're doing the butter in the coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, you're only supposed to do that if you're on the Atkins.
No, it's artisan. It's new. It's like hip. This is a hipster thing, Deborah. It's supposed to make the caffeine go into your body.
The butter?
Go into your body in a more regular, like, smoother level. Like, it doesn't all just go, eh.
Oh, yeah. Like, eh. I'm sorry. I can't have artisan.
You can't do artisan? Why? Because you live in Texas or wherever you live. Yeah. Where do you live again? I forgot.
Where do I live? Memphis, Tennessee.
The nicest thing you can say is, please, when you're with someone who's death, dying, whatever, go home.
Did you see that article about Amanda Berry?
But I didn't watch the video. I think you should play that later. But
I didn't see a video. I mean, I tried to find a video, but was there one?
Yeah, there's a video. Imagine in the red again. I don't want to be a Cheryl, but I don't know what's going on.
I'll turn it down. My settings have been the way they've always been, but I have one control level that's just for what Skype hears, and that's what I just reduced. But I might have to turn it up again if we're making calls and they can't hear us, you know?
Obviously, yeah.
So, actually, no, that might not matter, because that's just what I don't fucking know, Deborah.
I was also viewing the drinking of blood and a lot of other things that I don't want to go into. Orgies and everything else.
So, before we get into anything repetitive, as is the nature of this grum, how was your week?
That was a fun week.
Yeah?
Full of the common cold.
Oh, that's why you sound a little sick.
Yeah, I took a couple bennies, so...
Take some lubes.
Start acting a little crazy.
Just snort some horse.
I crushed the bennies. And when I say bennies, I don't mean Benadryl. Benzos. Benny Hill.
Benny Hill?
Yeah. He sells...
prolapse.
Drugs. Yeah.
He had the prolapse.
Yeah.
We're on literally cloud 9, 10, or 11.
To suck my pussy, is that correct?
Yes.
With that call, I swear to God, I've never lost it so hard.
You were laughing, like really laughing. Wait a second, I think I know what might be causing the red levels. Hang on. I bet this is better now, right?
Testing.
Is this better?
Keep talking.
Hi, I have a vagina. I like to talk about my vagina all the time.
Yeah, because it's not really bumping over the zero now.
Okay, then I know that was my... What it was is, in case this comes up, it was my trim on my mixer, the trim for the microphone. You know about trim, right? That's like when you get some trim, like you get pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
You know. Did you get your pussy wet this weekend?
It ain't that, because now...
What? What?
It ain't that, man. Well, I don't know what the hell's going on. Now it's back to normal.
Oh, by the way, this is my regular Ustream account. It got reinstated, so I guess that ban was temporary.
It don't matter. It ain't that aggravating. Just don't lose the grime.
Don't tell me that. You're making a backup, right?
Yes, but it's... Oh, my Lord.
Listen... It's just that, so this is what happened. It's so fucking weird. So Griselda, she's always, you know, she's like a conceptual artist. So she always does this weird shit. And she sends me a text message today saying, okay, I'm starting my project today and I need you to answer these 5 questions. And they were all about death. And then one of the questions was, how do you want to die? I just said, look, I'm not answering your questions. And the only answer I have is I don't want to die. Within 5 seconds of me saying that, my computer went totally black and like a hard crash. Just boom, black.
Yeah.
And then I had to reboot it. And it didn't even tell me, give me the crash log. So that's why I was a little nervous. So what I did is I looked at the crash log and it seemed to crash on something about File Vault. So I turned File Vault off. And I'm hoping that's going to fix it. Is that normal?
It can be if Troy put a spell on you.
It can be?
Yeah.
Oh, I got those videos. My goodness gracious. Lord have mercy. There's one of him fucking a fleshlight, Deborah.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, I would love to show it, but I just don't feel like I have enough donations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like...
So Warren getting banned again.
Yeah, but I mean, if we got... Okay, $200 in donations, we'll show... Like, each $100... Let's do this. one Naked Troy video for every $100 in donations. That's fair, right?
Yeah, but you gotta like...
What?
You gotta like lower the resolution, you know, to stop the pirates. And we lost the chat room apparently too. What the hell is... What is going on? I think there's a demon.
Every germ has a demon. Is a demon. Well, my indications look good, so I don't see any errors here.
They said, honk if you love Jesus.
You still see the
so I honked
room.
And the guy gave me the finger.
I'm not... I don't have that on. I'll turn it on. I mean, when I'm saying I'm as a broadcaster, everything looks good on my end. Like, my red dots are still red for being live. But I'll go into the chat
room. Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
I know what it is. It's the what? Return.
Of what? The Jedi?
The shitty internet.
Oh, it's your problem?
Yeah.
My internet's
God
good.
Damn them.
Who is them?
Well,
Chattanooga Telecom?
Yeah, Chattanooga LLC Telecom Incorporated.
Uh-huh. Is that how you like it? Is that how you like it? Okay, I'm going to log into this, bitch. You haven't purchased any. Oh, my God, Deborah. Such good news. I'm finally off of parole on YouTube. So I'm allowed to broadcast again. And now they let you do pay-per-view content and shit, too. They have all these new features. And I'm monetized. I get money. So, like, we have to discuss what we can do here now. You know what I mean?
Oh, so now you can do, like, a live gram on YouTube.
Yeah, but Cheryl won't. She'll be really mad, but we'll do it. You and me will do it. Cheryl hates it. I forget why. She hates it. She's such a fucking bitch.
We just have to keep it really clean.
Oh, Deborah.
You're an idiot. Yeah.
I didn't mean you're an idiot. I mean your sound is getting weird again.
Yeah, it's this... Durka.
Is it the Durka or the Durka? Okay, let me...
Or the chicken.
What did you have for dinner? Chocolate?
I had some rice and some beans.
Oh my God, you're on my diet. It's called poverty. You're on the food stamps diet is what you're on.
Yeah. Gupta.
Sanjay?
Where the hell? Now the other one, you know, the... What's her name? That white, rich lady.
Yeah, we were talking about you, Troy. What we were saying is... I'm looking at the chat room. Troy said, God damn it, I think you're starting to talk about me, but it, whatever. Okay. He said, I think that he's Jesse's girl, whatever that means. What I was saying is, Troy, is that for every $100 in donations, we're going to introduce the audience to a new Troy Davis. Oh, no, that's the guy that got executed in Georgia. Troy Chambers cock video. So we're going to... Oh, Captain Miserable, if I do this on YouTube, we're not going to... we're going to be rated G, so don't worry. No censors. No Tasha. And there's bad news, Deborah. Reagan Fox cut off his mustache. What do you think about that? I fucking lost her, didn't I? Fucking bitch. I fucking lost her with her shitty ass Ozark Mountain Range fucking shitty ass internet. Deborah, you're there though.
Yeah, it's jumping back. You know what I'm going to do before we get into deep, Madge?
Choke you in the shallow water.
Let me go unplug it and plug it back in. They always say that helps.
That's what she
Please
said.
Please hold.
Play some Sylvia. Go ahead.
Yeah, there we go.
I got to put on my cheaters. I have employees. I have three corporations. I put my foot in the... I started to go to the restroom. I still have little glitches. Come on. If I had a nickel for everybody that said the world was going to come to an end.
Oh, sorry. Dead air. Why are they so short?
They took 10 pounds of water off of me. Not that Christ can't come.
I need a fucking prayer.
People get like this. Oh, my God.
Where the fuck
I said in my lecture the other night, White people always go to the restroom when they think something's wrong with them. And it is. I think that's why Elvis died in the restroom. Judy Garland died in the restroom. We just seem to want to go to the restroom.
The
I can't do it. I just want to get there.
The Cheryl pushing her prolapse. The Cheryl pushing her prolapse to see how much she could get back in. And all that she could fit was half of her goddamn layups, but the other half of her layups, the other half of her layups was sitting outside her ass coont.
Yeah, Cheryl.
And you're ready to rock, man.
To fuck my pussy.
There might have been drugs or alcohol on the other side that made us write this stupid program that we wrote.
No. And then you wonder, on the other side, if they have drugs. Yeah. Strange mother. Hi, my name is Charlie, your spirit guide.
Oops.
Girls.
Trying to find something that's longer than 5 seconds. I guess I'll go back to this. I need to go back to my iTunes and see.
We're going to answer questions now, and I will try to stay to try to get as many of you in as I can. I always feel so bad because
what about his
I would like to get to all of you. I do want to say one thing, though. I was talking to these gentlemen that were with me, and I said, listen to me. What about a spanking? Oh, up here. Okay, up here. Yes, sir.
Last year, I was diagnosed with cancer, and the doctors treated it, and I just want to know if they got it or not.
Okay, next. No, your personal life is lousy. Oh, upstairs.
This is my first time, so I'm nervous.
Oh, that's all right, Annie. I'm the one that should be nervous. You just have to.
I've had a problem with my gastric problem for years, and nobody's been able to find out what's wrong with me.
So what I want you to do is I want you to go, when you go home tonight, light a candle and say, no one can penetrate the hull of this ship. And now you count the times we spend in the bathroom. 1/3 of your life, see what I'm saying?
Yes.
You're ugly, okay. Shut up.
Hi, I'd just like to know if my wonderful husband is okay and if he's around me.
Marvelous. He's doing wonderfully well.
I am so beyond fed up with freaks. Fed up with freaks.
But he also does something with clocks.
Local phone company.
Well, that's possible.
So I get up and I call them. Then they say, okay, you know, we'll call and have someone come out. I get myself up out of the chair. I go get myself all gussied up and prettied up and pampered up and all dolled up and smelling real good, you know. Well, the noon rolls around. They haven't showed up. 1300 hours rolls around. They haven't showed up. 1400 hours, they haven't showed up. 1500 hours, they haven't showed up. So at 1530 minutes, I call them back. And I said, I called this morning and requested someone to come out and fix my DSL. Well, they transferred me to their main office, who then transferred me to another office, who then transferred me to, I don't know, some voicemail somewhere. Probably a dead-end voicemail.
Really interesting.
Well, that really irritates me, since it was out all weekend. Now, Monday.
Deborah's really popping.
And today, I was going to send out invoices, which I did manage to finally get done, even though I had to send them out the manual way. Without the PDFs, I had to type in the email
how much they owed
how much they have paid. So, I would rather send them the real invoice, because it's more professional. But whatever, you know. I just couldn't do it. I apologized to them and said that my internet service provider is a piece of shit.
Mrs. Debbie,
yes,
and I want you to fuck my PC.
Well, anyways, enough about that. I've fussed about it enough.
I don't know why.
I have nothing else.
Somebody said Annie Melton smells like a woman.
I was going to go and get myself some food, but I honestly do not know what I want.
Everything.
People are are talking to me on the instant messengers.
Deborah, do you want me to just call your phone?
I'm connected via dial-up at 26.4 kilobits per second.
Can somebody out
there... pay $65 a month.
Nobody cares, Andy. Wait,
wow.
Levels.
Amazing speeds.
Deborah, do you want me to call you and also your phone? And also, forgot.
I'm surprised you don't like games. Nope, I really don't.
Oh my God, welcome to my life.
I think game consoles are neat because of...
Oh, and I know I was going to say, somebody in the audience...
Power, I think.
Somebody in the audience, can you please record this show just as a backup? Thanks.
Especially...
The audio, just the audio.
...is not neat because...
Let's see.
...the... processors and graphics.
Oh my God,
card inside and
shut up.
The ability to install a Linux distribution. Oh,
shut up, Andy. Give me a headache. Yes, that's Andy, Deborah. Andy? Andy? Is that you?
Skype.
What?
Hey, Andy.
Did you say I should call your
Skype? Andy.
Should I call your Skype? Is that what you said?
Yeah, call Skype.
Okay, because this sounds like an ass. Well, this is all kinds of fun, audience. Better get some fucking donations if you want to see some cock. Dab step? Deborah. Deborah.
Yeah.
Deborah, what happened there?
It's me, the past of Andy Melton.
I played some of your old, Andy Melton's old clips.
I heard.
Yeah, you did? Did you like that? Yeah. He was talking about how his DSL didn't get installed or something.
Yeah.
And he dressed up for them and even washed his ass.
Speaking of DSL, I might get the DSL just for the Grum line.
Which one? The U-verse or what?
Yeah, that's the only one we can get.
Well, you know what? The thing is, U-verse is slower than cable, but it's a lot more reliable, you know, because you're not sharing it. With cable, you share. It's like a party line. You're sharing your bandwidth. With the AT&T. Yeah. Oh, who gives a shit? Whatever. Just get it to work. Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad that the best kind of internet is like LTE using your phone? I mean, that's fucked up.
Sad.
It's a sad state of affairs in America.
We call that the gang phase or the homosexual phase, where boys are interested in boys and girls are interested in girls. This is a perfectly normal phase of emotional development at this age level.
You know, Deborah, I'm really upset because... Not upset, I'm saddened because I don't think a lot of people want to see Troy Chambers fucking a fleshlight.
Jack.
A flesh jack. I thought they would like to. I thought it was kind of fappable, jackable, whatever the kids say today.
I think more in the golden circle, there's a lot that are fascinated and adore Troy.
Yeah, you know what I was saying? Like, it's so funny, there's all this posturing going around. Like, there's these guys that are saying, like, they're sort of giving, you know, they're sort of like hinting that they're tops, and because Troy is definitely vocally a bottom, right? He's clearly a bottom, except all his videos are rather topish. I was talking to him about this today, and he said, you know what? I just don't like butts. I would be a top, but I don't like butts. He said, I don't like butts. I said, is it the duty, Troy? He said, no, just don't like butts. So anyway, so we have all these top, you know, they're sort of like casually mentioning the fact that they're tops. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't they just say, Troy, I want to fuck you? Why can't you be direct? You know what I mean? It's the golden circle. Nobody's fucking, it's just us girls. If you want to fuck somebody, just fucking tell them. I want to fuck you. I want to see your hole. Stretch it open. Let's see. But we don't need to hint and beat around the bushes and talk about how you're, you know, a top or a bottom or whatever or on Thursdays. You know, why is it, and this is the other thing I was thinking about, you know, in this group of audience members, oh, there's a comment from Cheryl coming. Apparently she's not too busy to comment right now. Oh, hashtag can be. Oh, don't work so hard with your comments, Cheryl. You must, don't spend too much time thinking about us with your hashtags once a week.
Obviously.
How long has she been in fucking Yuma?
Yeah, long time.
Like?
Long time no see.
I think she's bullshitting me. Us, you.
Could be.
Should we ask Sylvia? You be Sylvia, okay? You be Sylvia. Okay.
Madge, there's an app. That's the app you can design.
Talk to Sylvia?
Like a magic 8-ball for the iPhone. You shake it, and then it just Sylvia tells you something.
Oh, that is a good one. Okay, don't talk about it anymore, because somebody will steal it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Deborah, I'm going to go ring, ring, and then you're going to be Sylvia in the Sylvia... That voice, you know what you use?
Right? Yeah.
Can you do it even though you have a cold?
Maybe even better.
Okay, so wait till I say bring, bring. Okay. Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
Sylvia Brown.
Hi, Sylvia. How are things on the other side?
Just looking around.
What's it like over... Are you at the Hall of Wisdom right now? Or where...
Looking at bath charts at the Hall of Wisdom.
You're looking at bath salts?
Yes. Designer bath salts.
Do they have a rooms to go there? On the other side?
Bed, Bath & Beyond.
They don't have rooms to go, but what if you want that Sophia Vulgaria couch?
Everything's Bed, Bath & Beyond.
But they don't sell the Sophia Vulgaria couch.
Everything is a vibrating chair.
Okay, well, I digress, Sylvia. It's nice to have you back. The question is, where is Cheryl and why is she really in Yuma?
Honey, Cheryl passed on 3 weeks ago. She's in the... water.
Well,
she was on her 10th health. She didn't have any more outs left.
Was her pug channeling her from the other side?
She died in a tanning salon collapse.
Wait a second. I don't believe you, because since you're on the other side, if Cheryl were really passed on, she would be there with you.
She was in Nepal tanning when the building collapsed on her.
She was in a tanning booth in Nepal?
She decided to go back in. Don't ask me why. She's a little child in Africa now.
But if she's dead, can I talk to her on the other side too?
She went back in, honey. She signed her chart.
Oh, she like had a near-death experience?
There's going to be an uprising in Africa in 10 years. It's about gonna be her.
By Africa, do you mean Baltimore?
Ferguson, part 2.
N-word?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Oh, the bond is breaking. Oh.
I guess Sylvia went to water. I don't know what happened there. That's kind of sad. Oh, somebody's calling. Is this upsetting me? Don't tell me we're still on the do not call list.
Chat room's going.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
I need my W-9.
Okay.
I still haven't received it. What's going on? And the chat room's not available either.
Excuse me?
Hold on. Somebody wants to speak to you.
Hello. Hello. Honey, it's me, Sylvia.
Hello?
If I said to people, all right, I want you to construct for me a wang doodle, they can't do it.
No. Can't do it.
You're an idiot.
Why'd she leave?
By surviving this hellhole, where this, of course, is hell. There's no pit in the ground with somebody in a red suit running around.
She's gone?
Yeah, and so's the chat room.
The chat room is not gone, Deborah. That's you.
Oh, no, it's in the golden circle, honey.
Oh, well, that's you, stream. I can't do anything about that.
It's something on your end. You're doing something you did when you were living abroad, remember?
No.
When you had the mobile
I'm not setup. Doing anything. It was working. I see. Have you not seen the chat room at all on this show yet, Tim?
It was.
Okay,
then it's gone. Okay, but I don't know.
I didn't change anything. We've been streaming the whole time. So I don't understand. If there's something I did, I don't understand what would have changed.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I'm open to suggestions, but let me type something. Pug. Yeah, I'm in the chat room. I said pug. See, Troy just typed, wait, how is the chat gone? Giga ticket, it's working. Deborah, you are wasting my time because your internet doesn't work. You think the whole world's internet doesn't
Weston
work.
Weston Point Dexter says chat room ain't working.
Well, fuck Winston Point Dexter.
Travis Wales. Chat room's not working.
Oh, he's just upset because he was accidentally banned from the Golden Circle this week. And by the way, that was an accident. And if any of you out there have been banned or defriended by me, and you shouldn't have been, just email me or message me or email me bloatedlesbian@gmail.com because I really cleaned things up. And if I didn't remember a name, I just removed it because I have to be careful because otherwise, if I break a nail, I'm going to get banned for a month. So I got to be careful. So if you got banned, don't take it personally. It's something, probably an oversight, unless you're a red-haired girl. So if that happens, just email me and we'll sort it out. Don't worry. Don't sit there and seethe. Or just send me $100 and I can take care of it on the expressway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Deborah, I had dinner tonight and it was very difficult for me.
Why? Chicken?
Well, because I didn't know that the whole family had decided to fly in from Chicago without telling me. So I didn't have a chance to sort of mentally prepare, you know what I mean? I.e.
Obviously.
Not go, you know what I mean? Because there was like so many people there, and I'm just like, and then they start talking to me because, you know, I'm not, everybody in my family is really successful, and they make a lot of money, and I'm like the kind of loser.
Share the wealth, then you won't be.
No, I'm saying they're successful. I'm not. I don't have
any
money.
That's what I'm saying. If they shared the wealth, then it wouldn't be.
Well, they kind of do, actually, but it's not enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that share more.
But they still think that I should, like, okay. You know, because I'm working contract, which I like, but it's not full-time. But I don't want to work full-time because it's hard. You know?
True.
Working sucks. How am I going to do a Grum and work full time? So there's this job available in Davie, which is a fucking, not Davie, Doral, which is like in the fucking Everglades. It said it should take me an hour commute each way. Okay. And I said, and, you know, and my mother and father are saying, you should work there. And I said, I don't want to. I'll have no time. And of course, he says, being the work guy, that, well, you have to work. That's just how it is. Life is hard. I'm like, I'm in Florida. I am not going to wear a fucking polyester pantsuit and get all sweaty and bloated and have those goddamn elastic marks on my thighs.
Wait, you'll have to wear a suit.
I'm just exaggerating. Yes, in Florida, this is like the land of the cha-cha-cha. People wear suits even though it's fucking 1,000 degrees. It's kind of backwards.
And
like,
what would you be doing?
I don't want to talk about it. It's tech work. I just don't want to say because I don't want people to know.
I didn't know if it's going to be selling
school
cars.
For girls. Yeah, school for girls. But so, so I said, you know, I would be away for 10 hours a day, and I couldn't even walk Trotsky. And my dad said? He said, oh, I can walk Trotsky if that's the only issue. A dog shouldn't be between you and the welfare line or some shit like that. And I'm just like, oh.
Well, man, you survived this far, so. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. I
mean, you only got, what, 30 more years, then you'll reach retirement.
30.
No one, no dark entity, nothing can come up.
Yeah, but what sucks is that I found out that when you turn 55, your insurance cost doubles if you're on Obamacare.
Oh.
Doubles overnight. From when you're 54, like for me, it would be like $400. And then the next day, happy birthday, guess what? For $800.
Looking in the mirror, brushing my hair, all of a sudden a voice, I come from God and you have nothing to be afraid of. With one big war whoop, dropped the brush, ran down the stairs, and ran to my grandmother. She just, gorgeous woman my grandmother was, with steel blue eyes, and looked at me and said, pick up the radish and the carrot and go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you did. Your grandmother tell you to pick the radish and the carrot up and go on? Or did she say, pick up the tater and stick it back in your prolapse to keep it inside as you pick the cotton?
I think my grandmother always said, don't look him in the eyes. Okay. Then, you know, they help. Then they'll think something else.
You mean the blacks?
Yeah.
Did you just black pop like Cheryl?
Well, we got to fill it somehow.
The tunnel's crowded.
You know, okay, so I started to tell you. So this neighbor of mine said that the Waffle House that's nearby that we called a few months ago had a triple homicide and it closed.
Well, there you go. I'm sure they're hiring.
Yeah, except I drove past a Waffle House just before I came here and it was open. So I don't know which Waffle House was closed. So should we, do you want to call and ask them about it?
Yeah.
All right. I think that's a good idea too. Waffle House. Waffle Dust. You can ask them about the Waffle Dust too. I mean, if you want. I don't want to pressure you though. But you know what I mean? Like the Waffle Dust and the tunnel being crowded. Those are important things.
Waffle Dust, crowded tunnel.
Ask the audience for other hints before we get going, you know?
Well, you'll have to tell me what they say or you'll have to copy and paste since I don't get the chat room for some reason.
Somebody said maybe you're on the social stream instead of the chat. But you're not that stupid, are you?
No.
Deborah's really good technically.
It just does the little circle-y thing like it did a long time ago. But, you know.
Edith Bunker gave us money, thank you.
Edith. And let me just say, because when the bitch listens to this grum,
what?
Yeah. I installed Firefox, you whore, and it still didn't work.
And also, Edith said she was going to kill herself if we didn't do a grum.
Yeah, and did you read what I told her?
No.
I told her, well, she decided that that'd be a sad thing. I don't want to adding a little bit to it, but I hope she doesn't take that path. But if she chooses to, make sure she maxes out the credit cards and donations first.
Well, no, just donations. I don't think we need to worry about how much she spends on credit cards unless she uses the credit card.
No, I'm saying go out and get as much credit as you can, honey, and max it out.
For us, though, you mean?
Yeah.
But not for herself.
Not for her. What's she going to do with it in the... She doesn't need that at the holidays.
No, I agree. I just
have everything.
I agree. I just misunderstood.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can charge Amazon gift certificates.
Yeah.
And then we can get our edition watches or whatever. I'd just sell mine and pay rent for a year.
Yeah.
Do you realize I could live on a watch? I could live for a year on a goddamn watch. Where's that fucking Beyonce when you need her?
Yeah.
I'd be like, give me that watch, bitch. Yeah. I'll cut a bitch for the diet pills.
But Edith, not I mean, not, wait, not Edith.
Edith, what's your name? Waffle House.
Gina.
Edith. Is
Edith. Yeah, whatever we say.
We say Edith. We don't say.
So funny.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Waffle House. How may I help you?
Hey, honey. This is Debbie. I was wanting to know what I should do. I noticed what happened at that Waffle House, the triple homicide. I put in my application there.
Okay, excuse me?
I put in my application at that Waffle House with the triple homicide.
You put
you know which one?
At Waffle House?
Yeah, and they had that triple homicide.
They had a
who? Bang, bang, bang. Three people were killed.
I'm not understanding. I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Can you hear me okay?
No, I can't really hear you.
Testing one. Can you hear me now, baby?
Excuse me?
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
State attorney of office details, blow by blow, fatal Waffle House shooting from January.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it ain't even January, is it? Well, honey, anyways, I put in my application about the Waffle Dust position, but the tunnel was crowded and I wasn't able to get up there.
Okay,
So I was wondering what I needed to do.
Excuse me?
I was wondering what I needed to do. Who, you know, put in my application, Chiffon, come in there. School for Girls, Cindy McCain rapes ducks.
Okay, no, I can't understand you.
Cindy McCain, this is Deborah with Obamacare, Hillary Clinton campaign 2016. Just want to let you know what the specials would be. And Cindy McCain, don't vote for Cindy.
The audience says, I'm going to quote because I think it's a good tip. Deb, just let it go like you did Thursday night.
Let it flow is what you're saying.
Let it heal.
Let it flow.
Just go with it, in other words.
Okay.
Call him back.
I feel blind.
You really can't see the chat room? That doesn't even make sense. Why would it not work for you? Are you logged in?
It's for some people. It doesn't. I think it is Ustream. It works sometimes. It doesn't.
Weird.
Doesn't matter.
And you tried the different browser. It does matter. And you tried the different browsers.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make us a tiny chat.
Okay.
Just fix it all. So then people can just go here when they want to talk to each other. I'm just going to go ahead and make a tiny chat for
the
whole
world. What's a tiny chat?
Just like a chat room that will always be and will always is.
But then what about the people that are already chatting in the Ustream?
We just post the link.
Oh, Cheryl's not going to like that. She'll go crazy. She hates change, but that's fine.
Well, this is just for people that can't go and get in it if they can't get in.
Okay. I think somebody in the audience should deal with that. Like, just deal with it. Create, you know, that way they can transpose the tiny chat and the Ustream. Oh, who gives a fuck? Anyway, call them back. is tiny chat like an IRC thing?
No.
Waffle Dust.
I think that's a little too complicated nowadays, honey.
But there's a lot of like easy to use front ends for IRC. I don't know
what's up, Andy Mountain. Go out there and make it for us, honey.
Thank you for calling Waffle House. Can I help you?
Honey, I think we lost connection. I'm not sure what happened.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay. Don't mind waiting.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Okay, just 1 second.
Okay. Take your time. Take your time.
Okay, Mel. What was you saying?
I was saying I put in my application for, you know, there. And I had the chiffon. I was going to sell the chiffon, and the lady told me I could put it in there, my chiffon cakes. But I never got to speak to her because of the triple homicide at that Waffle House, the other one.
Okay, what's your name?
Tiffany?
Tiffany, last name?
All udders. A-L-L-U-D-E-R-S.
Okay, so you had put in the application?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second while I pull it up. Tiffany. And when did you put in the application?
It's been a while.
Okay, give me a second.
I got a cold, honey. Sorry. You lick your fingers when you're going through paper. I do that too, honey.
No.
Oh. It's normal. I've been in there plenty of times. I always sit by that window. I always thought you were attractive. You gonna get the Apple Watch? I need an Apple Watch. I don't know if I want the 38 or the 42, though. I'm an old woman.
I do not see an application on file.
Well, I put it in.
And how long ago you put in the application?
It was about 2 weeks ago. I came in there. I had a patty melt and filled it out and everything.
Okay. I don't see your application on file. If you can come in. And I can give you the application to fill out.
Okay. Well, the thing is this is, will I be getting, if I work there, do I get a free meal? Like, what are the perks? Because that was one of the things, the reason I wanted to work there. Because I loved the Waffle House cooking.
The other manager would let you know all the information. I'm just a night manager, so I really don't know.
Okay. Well, I do windows. I get those windows so clean. My nose is running, honey. I don't mind cleaning, you know, shit in the bathroom, all that stuff. I mean, that don't bother me. My mama said I had a cast iron stomach because when I was 4 years old, there was some meatloaf that was left out on the counter for like 3 weeks. I kid you not, and I ate it. I have
okay,
no
ma'am,
idea.
Are you serious about the job or is this a joke?
No, I'm serious, ma'am. I need this job. With my barber care, I turned 64 and it went up double. So I really do need this job. But, I mean, I come in there all the time, and Vandenberry, I have Obamacare and stuff, and I just need it because I can't afford to pay because the taxes and
can you come in tomorrow at 7 and come fill out an application? The other manager will be here.
Okay, and what was your name? I can put you down as a reference since you already spoke to me.
My name is Sharon.
Sharon, okay. You'll vouch for me because, you know, I come in there a lot and y'all are always nice to me.
Okay.
I'm just asking.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just want to, you know, so if she talks to you, I mean, you're going to be, you know, and tell her, you know, hey, Tiffany's really good, you know, she's customer service. I believe customer service is, you know, very important.
It's very important, but I really don't know you to know if you have good customer service. But if you come in with a positive attitude when you're talking to the morning manager, I'm pretty sure that he'll tell you all the information that you need and what you need to bring in when you're filling out your application.
And with the work thing, the dress attire, I only wear skirts.
Dresses. No, ma'am, you have to wear pants.
Well, you know, I'm holiness. It's part of my religion.
Okay, well, you tell him that, and then he'll let you know if it's okay for you to wear that.
Okay, it's just part of the Scientology doctrine, honey. I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
It's just part of the Scientology doctrine. Are you clear?
Am I? Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Just come in tomorrow morning at 7, talk to the morning manager, and then you can go from there.
Okay. Do you have an Apple Watch by chance? Are those allowed?
You can wear whatever you want to wear.
Okay, thank you, honey. You sound so nice. Thanks for being my reference, honey.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, honey. Bye.
I don't know. I'm starting to think I should work there. It sounds like a nice place.
Well, apparently.
Okay, we're going to call FTD.
You should work at Brenda's.
FTD.
Just work there until they
fire you. Thank you for calling FTD. For fast and easy online ordering, visit our website at FTD.com. To place a new order, press 1. To check the delivery... You've reached the FTD order hotline. For quality assurance, this call may be monitored. Please hold while we connect your call.
To ensure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Audience, if you have stuff you want Deborah to say on the greeting card, type
it's
into
fast,
the
it's easy.
Into
it's
the
convenient.
Chat.
FTD.com is here to serve you 24 hours a day.
STD,
a week.
Someone said.
We're ready and waiting to assist you wherever and whenever you need to get that perfect gift. Whether you're at home or in the office, at 2 p.m. or 2 a.m., FTD.com, shop when you want.
Shop when you want.
Thanks for your continued patience. We'll be with you just as soon as we can to help you with your order.
Can you embed Tiny Chat?
Probably.
Nothing says I care more than an FTD floral arrangement.
An STD?
That's because our FTD florists put the greatest care and the freshest flowers into each beautiful design. FTD florists pay attention to detail because they know that you're not just sending flowers, you're sending a personal
message. I hope we get the same
engines.
Someone
very special.
Someone very special. This Tiny Chat is getting stuck too. It just says connecting to Facebook.
Thanks for your patience. In consideration of your time, we encourage you to visit our website at FTD.com for fast and easy online ordering. Otherwise, please hold, and the next available representative will be with you to help you with your order.
Please hold. Hold what? Hold your water.
Thank you for calling FTD.com. This is Krisia. May I take your order?
Yeah. What kind of specials y'all got right now?
Sorry?
What kind of specials y'all got going right now?
Hello,
honey. Hi.
Yes, hi. This is Chris, one of the supervisors. How can we help you for today?
Okay, that escalated quickly. What kind of specials y'all got right now?
For me to check that, may have the zip code for the delivery.
What you need now?
That may have the zip code for the delivery.
Yeah, it's going to be a delivery, yes, ma'am.
Yes. What is the zip code? The way the item is going, for me to check.
37415.
37415.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And this will be in which city in Tennessee?
Hamilton County, honey. Hamilton, home of the Hamilton Hogs. We won national championship last year.
Is this in Chattanooga or Red Bank?
Red Bank?
I need the zip code to where the item is going.
37415, honey.
37415.
37415, yes.
And what is the complete address for the delivery?
The address is 9211 Lane.
I'm sorry, 9211 and then?
Dayton Boulevard. And that's and Red Bank, Tennessee. What?
Red Bank, Tennessee.
Yep. There you go.
Okay. Okay,
thank you, honey. How's the weather there today? Where are you from?
The weather is fine now.
Normally, y'all kind of people always ask, you know, how's the weather there? It's, and then you're like, oh, the weather here in, you know, Utah's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't get out much.
And by the way, ma'am, what is the reason for the purchase?
Health problems.
Oh, I'm wishing for the speedy recovery. And when do you want the item to be delivered?
Soon as possible.
I'm sorry?
Soon as possible.
The earliest that we can deliver the item will be... And we can actually deliver this one tomorrow, Monday, May 4th. Would that
hold on one second. It's going to be tinychat.com/Deborah Wilkerson. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I was talking to my grandson. What'd you say?
When do you want the item to be delivered? The date of the delivery?
The Big Black Dick, probably next week, next Wednesday would be good for me.
Next week, like Tuesday or Monday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday. May
Wednesday, honey. That, a lot of people mispronounce that. That's honey, I've had like four bennies, okay? I got a cold. That's why I need this.
May I have your phone number, ma'am?
Honey, do you want to get that serious? 423-870-4405.
Thank you.
Why do you think we get colds? You know what I mean?
I'm sorry?
I said, why do you think we get colds? Do you get colds where you're from? My nose is... Like, you know, like when your nose is stopped up and stuff? Like, you know, like right now, like my nose is... It sort of sounds like Sylvia when she talks. I said... You know what I mean?
One moment, ma'am. I'm still checking the availability of the item, okay?
Okay. And what is the item? How do you pronounce it?
One moment, ma'am. I'm still checking it.
Okay. Are you okay? Are you in Nepal, honey? Are you okay after the quake?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Are you okay after the quake?
Yes, actually. This is our main office, ma'am, is in Downers Grove, Illinois.
Oh, you're in Illinois. Oh, I knew the accent from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Let's just pray for the victims of the quake, ma'am.
Yes. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father above, please don't shake them no more.
Exactly. That's a very sad news.
It is. sad. Yet the media, what do they cover? Some transgender chicken, Bruce Jenner Lee or whatever, instead of the real stuff.
Hello, ma'am.
Apple Watch, all that stuff.
We actually have here, ma'am, one of our best sellers, which is the FPD Florist Design Bouquet. This is a combination of the most beautiful flowers in season. This also comes in a vase and ready for display. Would this work for you?
I don't know. You know what, though? Don't eat crystals. Crystals hamburgers. Because they have a thing called the milk quakes. And they tweeted the milk quakes back right after Nepal. That's bad business. I was looking for the black dink flower.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, I'm looking for the spicy chalkin flower.
Are you trying to place an order for today?
Yes, but I need that type of flower, spicy chalkin.
We don't have the specific flowers, ma'am.
Okay. What about the Sylvia Brown flower?
For that one, ma'am, we cannot actually call the local florists in the area as of now because most of them are already closed. So how about sending one of our best sellers, ma'am? This is a very lovely and elegant arrangement as well. The most beautiful flowers in season. This also comes in a vase and ready for display. Would this work for you?
Where did the soil come from? Because I have a friend, he gets soil from graveyards. That's weird.
This is actually coming from our affiliated florist in Red Bank.
Oh, good. I don't like that imported soil, if you know what I mean.
Are we good with this?
Yeah. What does it smell like?
And this comes in three available sizes. We have the middle size for $49.99.
Okay, that's good. I was wondering what it smelled like. It's going to a person that's blind that has a cyanide duct, so she really just needs to be able to feel the flowers. And you know, we pick the flowers up and rub them all over, rubbing ammonia, something the ducts so won't eat.
Are we sending the standard size, ma'am?
Yeah. Are these flowers safe to be around ducts?
Exactly, ma'am. This will be a very lovely arrangement.
Thank you.
I guarantee that the recipient will be delighted upon receiving this. Okay?
Okay. I can work with it, honey. Williams Sonoma Peabody. Yes, ma'am.
It also includes a free card. What will be your card message?
How long do I get to go?
We have 240 characters.
Okay, so it's basically like a text. Okay. Let's see. Hold on. I'd like to clear my sinuses.
Hello, ma'am. I'm now ready for the message.
Okay. Our people, thank you for the cerebral palsy allergic reaction. Dear Nepal, it's me, Debbie. The fuck? Hello? Honey, you okay? You choking on something?
Hello, ma'am.
Okay.
Can I have your message?
Wow.
Can I have your message?
Okay, but honey, why is there like different people keep getting on the phone and it's scaring me? Mm-hmm. Can I stay with one person? I don't like to be passed around. Unless I'm with some black people. You know what I mean?
It's okay, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm here to help you out, okay? Because the other agent wasn't able to get the message. But I'm one of the support and we almost done. We just need the message that you want to be put on the free card.
Okay. I wanted to say, dear Nepal, it's me, Debbie. Thanks for the CP, comma, midgets, comma, popcorn chicken, comma, I did not get the job at Waffle House. Donations, donations, donations. Chiffon.
All right, I have here.
Chiffon. Okay.
I have here, I did not get the job at Waffle. Is that right?
Yes.
And the next week after Waffle?
After that?
The next week after Waffle?
Thanks for the $2.99 shrimp plate. It made me come.
Thanks for the $2.99 shrimp plate. Is that right?
Yes. It made me come panty too heavy.
I'm sorry, it made me come. Penny?
Yeah. I'd love to service you. I would love to service you orally. And that's it.
Okay. I would love to service you more.
Service you orally.
I would love to service you in the next week after that.
Orally.
All away?
Orally.
Can you please spell that word for me? I wasn't able to get it.
Okay. Or. Mm-hmm. Ra-ly. Or. Ra-ly. I was in Obama. Or is in Reagan. A is in Agatha Christie. L is in Lufuser. L is in Lindy. Y is in Rihanna.
I would love to service you orally. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, and then?
Fecal chiffon bypass surgery.
Stay cool with
kill the gays.
All right, hello ma'am. I got here. Stay cool with. Can you please spell the next word after that?
Kill the gays, death to them.
All right, hold on one moment, ma'am, okay? I will just put your message here on the system because we only have 240 characters here, so let me check.
Okay. Just erase the first part.
Hold on, ma'am. One moment.
Okay. I gotta pee, honey. I took my water retention pill. Are you still there? Oh, my Lord. Can you hear me? I'm using the headset mic, honey. You still hear me? Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to let it go, honey. I can't hold it. Let me sit down. Oh, my
Gotta wipe my leg here. Hold on, one second. You still there, honey? I got an exhaustive preparation, right? I might be washing my hands. And you're almost supposed to wash your hands and hang your feet.
Can you pass my pussy? Is that correct?
Hello, ma'am.
How are you? I had to run to the restroom.
Hello?
Hello?
Christian? Yes. Hi, this
I'm
is Christian, one of the supervisors.
Yes. I'm Christian. Yes, I'm Christian.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. By the way, can you ask your name so that I can address you properly?
Nigger Doodle.
Hello.
Mrs. Nigger Doodle.
Vicar Jadle, right? How do you spell that?
Mrs. Nigger Doodle.
Can you spell that out for me?
Mrs. M-R-S dot N-I-G-G E-R-D-O-O-D-L-E.
Okay, that is Miss. And the name is?
Huh?
Hello? Okay,
N-I, Miss, listen, Mrs. Nigger Doodle.
N-I.
G-G-E-R. D-O-O-D-L-E.
D-L-O-T-I-E. I'm sorry. That is N-I-G-G-E-R.
Yes.
Miss Nigger.
With feces. My last name's with feces. W-I-T-H-F-E-C-E-S.
Okay, that is with sin, right? W-I-T-H-C-E-N.
With the faces.
I'm sorry?
With the faces. Sort of yeah. Like Reese Witherspoon, but Reese Withers faces.
Oh. W-I-T-H-C-E-N.
You know the actress? She got pulled over for drinking and driving, and she's like, you know who I am? Do you, with that fake southern accent. You know who I am. I'm Reese Witherspoon, yeah.
Whitman, right?
Uh-huh, like the Whitman's candy. Oh, my honey, those boxes, those things are so good. I've ate two before. Two whole boxes.
Miss Whitman, just to verify you order this FTD Flores Sambuke that we will send.
We were working on the note card. You gonna help me with
yeah.
it? Okay.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back to you, Miss Whitson.
Okay.
Dear Paul, it's me, Debbie. Thanks for the CP popcorn chicken. I did not get the job at Waffle. Thanks for the $2.99 trip plate. It made me come penny. I would love to service you orally. Stay cool with.
Yeah, but that first part was supposed to say, in the beginning, take out the $2.99 shrimp plate and just put death to gays.
Okay, I'm going to put thanks for the shrimp plate, right?
Yeah, death to gays.
Okay. So, do you have the phone number of the recipient?
Yeah. Could you go ahead, though,
what is the phone number?
Did you fix what I told you to fix?
Yes, the $2.99.
No, you didn't. Death to gays.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all got gays up in there in Indiana. How's that thing going with that bill that got passed? Yeah, okay. It's the Thoracic Hospital IC Bed 3.
Okay, for us to go ahead and proceed, Ms. Whitson, I need the phone number of the recipient, the one that we will send the arrangement.
Can you read me my letter?
I'm sorry?
Read me what you got on the letter.
Okay, what I have here in the letter is, Dear Fall, it's me, Debbie. Thanks for the CP popcorn chicken. I did not get the job at Waffle. Thanks for the shrimp plate. It made me company. I would love to serve this you or orally. Stay cool with me. Is that correct?
Stay cool with me.
Stay cool with.
Kill the gays. Kill them.
Yes.
If you took all the homosexuals and put them in a fence in the middle of the United States, I don't know, somewhere in Saudi Arabia in the middle of the United States, they'd die out because they wouldn't be able to repopulate. They can't produce children, so they would die out and there would be no more gays.
Okay. So, I already got the complete message, Ms. Whitson. I'll be needing the phone number of the recipient, please.
You know, like sometimes when you're giving a guy a blowjob and you're like really like, oh, I'm going to swallow this cum. I'm just going to swallow this cum because, you know, you're so into it. And then like it gets close and he's about to come and then you're like, oh, I really don't feel like it now. That's how I feel because I've been through so many different people with y'all.
Hi, honey.
Actually, you're so sweet by sending this flower.
I know. I bet I'd get a lot of cum for the flower.
Yes, exactly, Miss Whitson. So to verify the phone number of the recipient is 423. I mean, your phone number is 423-870-4405. Is that correct?
Yes, sorry.
That is your phone number, right?
Yes.
And do you know, Miss Whitson, that you're calling the long-distance number or international number?
Yes.
Okay. So you are aware that you will be charged regarding with this call?
It don't matter. I don't pay the bill, honey. Know what I mean?
Okay, that would be great. So let's go to...
I charge it to the government. Okay.
So, I'll be needing the phone number of the recipient.
773-525-6780.
Okay, that is 773-525-6780.
Yep.
Okay, and the first and last name of the recipient, please. Hello,
Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret, right?
Thatcher. Phyllis.
Is this going to a residential or business address?
Phyllis. I'm going to give you her maiden name. She probably don't want nobody to know I'm sending her lesbian flowers. So, Phyllis.
Can you spell that out slowly?
Pay, as in poppy. H is in hemorrhoid. Y is in yellow. L is in Lucy. L is in Lucy. I is in Instagram. S is in saved.
That is Phyllis.
Yes. Last name, you ready?
Yes.
W as in war. T is in trope. I is in Ingram. H is in hemorrhoid, F is in fetus, E is in Ethiopia, C is in Carl, E is in Exron, S is in sissy boy.
Again, that is W-T-I-H.
Yep.
Can you repeat it back again? That is W-T-I-H.
F-E-C-E-S.
S-E-C-E-S.
F. F as in Frank, E as in Esther, C as in cocaine, E as in ecstasy, S as in syphilis.
Okay, got it. That is,
read me the name. Just read the first and last name.
That is with pieces.
Read the whole name, honey.
Phyllis with pieces.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Can you hear my chiffon?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear this?
Can you what?
Can you hear this?
What was that, Miss Pieces?
Chiffon.
Chiffon?
Yeah.
And the complete billing address of the recipient, please.
It is Theoric Hospital, ICU Bed 3, 850 West Ivern Park Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60618.
Okay, that is Theoric Memorial Hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that is in 850 WR West, Irving Park Road. And do you know the room number?
ICU Bed 3.
IC Bed 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And your first...
First and what?
May you have your first and last name that appears on your credit card, please?
Apple pie.
Apple pie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the last name?
Chiffon.
Chiffon. Apple pie chiffon?
Uh-huh. That sounds like apple by chiffon. I really could go for some Popeye's fried chicken right now.
Okay, your first and last name is Apple Pie Chiffon, right?
Yes. One time I was blowing this hippie and he had a fake leg and it fell off and it fell on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. He was in a circus. Can you believe Jessica Lange's not coming back for the new episode of American Horror Story Hotel? But Michelle Pfeiffer's going to be in it and I'm really excited.
Well, actually, I don't watch that, Miss Apple Pie.
Oh, well, you should start. It's really good. What kind of TV shows y'all got there in Indiana?
It's Indiana, right?
Yeah.
You can check and watch that as soon as I have a time, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
If you had an Apple Watch, you'd know the time.
Yes. And by the way, may I have your credit card number?
8675309.
Okay, that is 8675309.
Yes.
Okay, Miss Apple Pie, that is your card number is 8675309. And just to let you know, Miss Apple Pie, this is
this is what?
Applebee, this is an international number, and you will be charged every minute of the call.
Yeah, that's so fine. I couldn't get through the other one. Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind.
Okay, Miss Applebee, again, your card number is... Chiffon is the last number, right? I mean, the last name, right?
Chiffon, yeah.
Okay.
Eight, you got the 8675309?
What is that? 8675309? Yes. Actually, card number consists of 14, 13 to 14 digits.
Oh. Well, let's try this. Can I just tap it? I have Apple Pay. Darker, darker. Did it go through? Did you do 8675309?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Hello, Miss Apple Pie.
Can I turn to?
Yes, I don't hear you clearly because of the music.
You give me something that I can hold on to.
Wow, very, very nice voice. You have a very nice voice.
Now you think I might be others before. Who saw your name and your number on? Wait. Who saw your name and your number on the wall? Come on. Jenny, I got your number. I wanna make you mine. You know this song? Jenny, I got you know this one? 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309 8675309
Yeah, I love how he was like trying to deter her, prank phone calling by saying you get charged.
And I love how like they pretend to be in America. She's like, oh, no, ma'am, our central office is in Downers Grove. Like, they're not fucking, but you're not fucking there.
And he's like, where am I from again? Indiana.
We should pray for the immigrants.
He liked it.
Yeah, he liked you, Mrs. Apple Pie. He kept saying, these people are really, I mean, come on. Their grasp of English must be just, I mean, minimal. Like, do they even teach them English? I don't understand.
They
like,
know words, but they don't actually know words. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's very, like I used to be a Spanish operator for MCI before they went into business. And like, I don't speak Spanish, you know, but I was able to do it because you just know a very limited vocabulary, you know, like numbers, you know? Yeah. And then when somebody didn't, you know what you're talking about, you just say, you just hang up, you know?
Obviously.
The Space Diva writes, humans don't exist outside of America.
Obviously.
Good point.
Oh, so nasty.
This is ridiculous. This fucking tiny chat, Debra. The people are getting banned and they think we're banning them. This is a disaster. People are like,
it just locked me out.
People are saying,
this is all.
My friend Captain Miserable was banned from the Grum. He gave us $10. He was banned from the Grum. What are you talking? How could he have been banned? Banned from what?
Banned from.
Just go back to the regular chat room. Go back to the regular chat room. This tiny chat isn't any better. And plus, I don't even understand it. Like, it's kicking people out. There's no admins and it's kicking people out. It like has some censorship shit or something.
Are you serious? What the hell?
Why can't this fucking shit just work? It's just an error you stream. Just fucking get a different, you know. I think it has to do with, did you switch IP addresses or something when you rebooted or something?
No. It was before that it didn't work. It only worked for a little bit, and then it stopped.
I had that happen before, too. Reboot. Just kidding. Anyway, that was a nice call. Enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was normal. Pretty normal. But time for some repeats. Let's see here. I don't think we got satisfaction from a certain regular contact of ours. Although we're on their do not call list, they seem to keep answering.
Oh, we need to call that guy back. I don't know if I can do Kelly, but we'll try. I'll test it on her, so I'll know.
Hello, this is a helpline.
Oh my goodness, I'm calling for some help. Calling for some
bitch hung up. That was the Asian lady.
Help me.
Is that fill you with feces? Is that Phyllis with feces?
Help me, I'm suffering from vocal fry.
Yeah.
Oh my. Okay, let me give you that number.
Yeah.
Jenny, who could I run to? I always thought that was by some other band, and then when I Googled it, it's by, like, some other guy.
Waiting for the number.
There is no limbo. You don't mean to tell me that a woman who's been married to a man for 35 years and he runs off with a 19-year-old, she's going to go, have a nice day.
No.
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 There might have been drugs or alcohol on the other side that made us write this stupid program that we wrote. Of course, I'm double-jointed anyway, but I had my head on the floor. Somebody could tell us that we were ugly. Shut up.
There is no limbo. No.
Smoking like opium, just sitting back like a charge. I'll show her. Okay.
Oh, fuck me. Sorry, Deb. Deborah? Sorry, I fucked up. Hang on.
Wow.
Sorry, we're being cultured, as we call.
Oh my goodness, hey baby, what's going on?
Hey, what's on, sugar?
Bored, as always. I said, let me call my daddy, Arthur.
Yeah, how you doing, honey?
I'm doing okay. Well, a little bored. What are you doing?
Well, I'm laying in bed, honey. I wish I could be there with you, baby.
Me too. I'm laying in bed right now also. I got a little cold, can you tell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope my baby feels better because I love to be over there, baby.
Oh, my God.
I love to be kissing her every night.
Oh. Yeah, is your wife in the bed with you?
No, she's in the home. She don't stay with me. She stays in the home.
Oh, that's awesome. You must have a lot of money having two homes.
Yeah. No, she's in the nursing home at Pendleton.
Oh.
Yeah, she's paralyzed on the left side and she has 5 strokes. So to get up to doing the thing, she's got to be put into a wheelchair with a heart.
Oh, that's depressing. Let's not talk about that.
And that's why, you know, that's why I was looking for a friend, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I told you, I said, I want to go to the mall with you and be your shoulder bitch.
Yeah. I like
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, would you really?
Yeah.
Around. It's hard to hear you, what you say?
I got my granddaughter. She's in the next room. I can't talk too loud.
Oh, yeah.
I don't live alone. So I get my if I live alone, I'd have you with me if I live alone, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you'd be right on top of me, honey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speak up a little bit, Daddy. Put the mouth close to your mouth, Daddy. See how, like, I can get really close for you, Daddy. And you're going to need to say what I'm saying because I'm really, really close to the microphone. And I want you to eat my pussy so good, Daddy. You know what I mean, Daddy? Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God. Baby, yeah. Louder, baby. Daddy, louder. Louder, Daddy.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to make too much louder than you, know?
Yeah.
I wish you could call me like 10 o'clock tonight. That would be better to talk to you, you know?
Yeah. I wish you had a PayPal account or go buy a Starbucks card and then give me the number off the back of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to be spoiled.
Oh, yeah, I'll spoil you real right there.
Amazon. That'd work too, Daddy. I'd love to buy pink panties for you on Amazon and wear them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can come on my panties and mail them to you.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I've done that before for real people in the chat room, for real.
All right. Yeah, I can do that. I'll give you my address. Got a pen and paper?
No, not right now. Let's not talk business right now. I just want to have Daddy talk with you.
Oh, goodbye. I'll send you my address.
Yeah, in a little bit. I don't have nothing to write it down with. Don't do it right now, Daddy.
Okay, baby. I'm right, honey.
But, yeah. I'd love to put in, like, I don't know, like, I've always had a fantasy, like, a guy, like, shooting Bambi's mama really turns me on.
Oh, it turns you on?
Yeah, like.
You could be the Bambi. I could be the daddy with the rifle.
Shoot
it like a car, honey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, blow its fucking brains out. Oh, my God. Oh my goodness, you eat pussy so good it made my head pop off. Yeah.
Yeah. You
want to eat me like an oyster? You want to eat my pussy like an oyster?
Oh, yeah, man. Mmm.
Baby. Baby. Oh my God, I love hot mustard in my pussy. Wow.
You never know until you try it, I'm telling you. Yeah. It makes you get real hot. Yeah, it makes you blow real good. I think it's good for the daddy.
Oh my God. Talk a little louder, though. It's hard for me to understand you.
Yeah, well, I can't talk too loud to my granddaughter in the next room.
Okay, look, so don't say dirty words. Just say, call my pussy. We're going to call it a Sylvia.
Okay, well, Sylvia. I like to take real care of Sylvia. Yeah, she likes to be real painted, real good. Yeah, she likes it hot and heavy and it's spraying. Oh, yeah, honey. Yeah. I like to take care of it. Real good all around.
And the hot mustard. Hot mustard.
Yeah, with the hot mustard, Danny. Give me the hot mustard look.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And more donations.
Huh?
You're going to shoot donations all over my donation box.
Oh, yeah, baby. I shoot a lot of donations. Hundreds of donations, honey.
Yeah, we only got 30 so far. We want more, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we want a lot more, baby. Yeah.
30 is not nothing. That's horrible.
Yeah.
See, yeah, so you're 30s for all this art?
No, yeah, you just name the price, and I'll see if I can match it. You know what I mean? I'm making donations for you.
Oh, I love donations all over my face.
Yeah. I think it's a nice purple thing. What color do you like, honey? I like hot pink.
Pink. Oh, my God. Pink is my favorite color.
Oh, you like pink. I know. Yeah. I could paint it for you in a nice tutu painting. Oh, nice. Pink, nice, soft.
Oh my God, I want to be your little baby slut. Maybe I could dance for you on cam. Do you have Skype?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Do you have a computer?
No, I can't read and write, honey.
Okay, do you have Skype?
No, I got nothing but a regular little old cheap phone, baby.
Oh, you get texts?
No, I can't text me because I can't read and write, baby. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying like pictures. Pictures. I can send you pictures. You should get an iPhone. You can dictate everything. It doesn't matter if you can read or write then.
Yeah. It's what I can do. I get my wife's phone. She can take pictures on hers.
Yeah.
You can send me a picture and I can send you a picture. But I'd be more happy and in about 3 more weeks, I hope, anyway.
You'll be what?
I said I'll be more happy in about 3 weeks.
Why?
Because I'm going to a doctor because Charlie don't want to get up. You know, the little horsey don't want to play.
Oh. So
I'm going to a specialist, but I'm hoping makes it want to play, you know. Makes me want to go high in the sky, you know.
Daddy.
Right now he's short right now of a few change, you know. He needs a few more dollars to make it high, you know.
So he's
hoping he's grabbing $2.
Daddy, I'm going to pull Miracle Grow. My pussy feeds Miracle Grow, and I'm going to feed it. It's going to grow so big. It's going to be the beanstalk. Oh, the big beanstalk.
That's what I was thinking about, just sticking in Miracle Grow. Try something, you know what I mean?
Madge's face when I say funny things. Yeah. Madge's face. You want to come on Madge's face?
Yeah.
Yeah, say it.
Yeah, I like to come on over your face, Daddy.
On Madge's face, say it.
On your magic place, yeah.
Madge's face.
Magic face, yeah.
Madge's.
Magic, yeah.
Yeah, Cheryl's face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, honey. What are you making me so hard?
I call my pussy Cheryl, and I call my asshole Madge.
Oh, Madge, huh? Yeah, there you go. Ooh, I like to be with Cheryl. I like to make her happy. I like to make it where she can explode, you know? Just want to blow that little pink can all the way up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, make it look like a rock. Yeah, make my pussy look like a rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to Madge?
What I'm going to do to Madge? Ooh, I'm going to match her real good, baby. Yeah. Nice, sneaky motion on her. Going to haul her all over. Take my tongue and spread it all around me and make sure I get every spot.
Louder, baby, louder. We're talking clean.
And this, can you call me tomorrow, like tomorrow morning?
Baby, you know I can't. I got school for girls.
Oh, that's why you're going to school, huh?
Yeah, remember? Studying chiffon industries.
Yeah. Let's see, I'm planning to take a day off this week. I'll call you that day when I'm taking off. Maybe you can meet someone. Where do you live at?
You know, Girdle Drive. You know where Girdle Drive is?
No. What's the name of the town?
Hartford.
Oh, in Hartford? Oh. Yeah, that takes me about an hour to get there. I'm going pretty close around there. I'm going to Yale. You know where Yale is? Yale Hospital?
Yeah. So would you be able to go to Walmart and get an Amazon card for me, baby?
Yeah, sure.
And then you could just give me the numbies off the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow for you, baby.
Okay, how much you going to do?
How much you need, honey? Talk to Daddy.
Daddy, I need a lot, Daddy.
Okay. I'll see what I can do, okay, baby?
As much as Daddy can give.
Yeah, I'll give you a lot, baby.
Oh, you Daddy.
Have a good night, okay?
Okay, night, Daddy.
Night,
did you come, Daddy?
Oh, yeah.
You gonna eat it for Mommy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good for you, baby.
Yeah, I'd love to eat it. I like to mix it in my grits and oatmeal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to put it in between pages of books. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes it a little spicy when you're reading it, you know?
The content. La 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 la. Chicka 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 la 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 la.
And then all of a sudden, there goes my tongue pops right out. And, ooh, you're going to kick it on there while you're at school. Ooh, screaming. Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Chiffon, chiffon, chiffon.
I'll give you a call when I get the card, okay, honey?
Okay, bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye, baby.
Wow, you got lucky there. You're going to get some. Well, how much do you think he's going to give you?
Oops. What'd you say?
How much do you think he's going to give you?
Well, I don't know how much he's going to give us. I'll share it if he really is serious.
Okay.
I think he is. I can't tell. I mean, he's easy. I could get him to do it easily. But
you sound, I swear if I didn't know better, I swear you'd have experience doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Shaking him down. Oh, my God. And he needs dick surgery? What? Are they going to give him a pump, or what are they doing to him?
Well, from my understanding, they're cutting his fat. He's got, like, a mound of fat. I think they're just going to cut the fat out.
Oh, the fat's hiding his dick?
From when he's talked about it before.
Oh, Jesus. All right, Deborah, so we got only $30 today, so.
A piece?
No, total. Only two donations. One for
what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting tired.
Yeah, me too. Yawn. So, we thank you, Captain. What's his name? Captain Miserable and Edith Bunker, for the donations, and everyone else. Yeah. No, because a lot of them give donations at other times, but that's okay.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's okay. I won't be able to pay my Comcast bill, but that's okay. I mean, there's still typewriters.
Lettering Grum.
We can go to the library and blog this instead. I'm sure it'll be just as good.
You have to do it on your mobile phone and do that text-to-blog where you text an email address.
Oh, like they did in the 1937 and... All right, test. So that fucked up. Deborah, are you there?
Oh, yes.
So that, my Grum holder crashed, but I still have the recording because the video recorded. So, but the Ableton crashed, and I don't know why. What happened when it crashed? I forgot. What was I doing? It's important. I have to know.
Well, mostly everybody remembers what they were doing during the time of 9/11.
Yeah. 9/11. That's my drag name for 9/11. All right, Deborah. Thanks for being on the Grum. It's already midnight. Thank you for the two donations. And, oh, well, I'll send it to you now. Might as well. I'm still only doing the days that we're grumming, and then we'll do the rest when Cheryl is eventually back, even though she doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, because that's unfair.
Yeah, so... We get $15
each. And when will
she
be back?
So we earned $7.50 an hour each, Deborah. She said next weekend.
Well, at least we made 25 cents above minimum wage.
In what country? India? I think the minimum wage is higher than that, isn't it?
No, $7.25. Isn't that depressing?
Really? That's all?
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Amount. How much? Well, I'm spacing out.
How much did I say?
How much did I say? $15 each? Oh, God. Yeah. That's so pathetic. Of course, in the beginning, that was a lot of money. Now it's just a peanut.
Well, in the beginning, Wilbur Wilson said, also got a fucking Mac Pro.
Wilbur Wilson. And Reagan. No mustache.
Is it going?
He said he was going to shave it.
Oh.
Well, you liked it?
Mm.
Mm. What?
No. No. Looks dirty. Doesn't suit him. Why would you do that to your face?
Well, it's like my hair. Cheryl don't like it neither. I have a popcorn ceiling, though, so that's okay. All right, I sent you the money, I think. I hope I did. Let me see. Did you get it?
Oh, let's see. Because, you know, those lovely PayPal notifications never work. Computer says, I don't know.
Huh. Fuckers.
Yep, got it.
Yay, school for girls.
Good thing you can pay condo with that.
Yeah, that pays for like 3 seconds of living here. Thanks. We're rich. All right, well, we'll be on during the week, or at least I will, and if you're around, then you'll be too if you want. So.
Obviously.
Are you going to do any of your grumps, your live grumps?
Well, probably. Well, then if I don't, then they're going to be like, oh, now you're even more lazy. So I don't know.
Don't say, yeah, just say like, you'll announce it if you do.
Yeah.
And follow both of us on Ustream, because that's really the best way, right?
Yeah.
So my account on Ustream is RISHEY, and yours is what? Church of Deborah?
Yep.
Yeah, so follow us both, yeah. And then I think it'll just automatically tell you when we're on. You can launch it on your phone. And,
where's my purse?
You know, and get free entertainment. Free.
Yeah.
Because you deserve it.
Free.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
it's okay that Howard Stern earns like $30 million a year for basically doing the same thing, you know, that we do for $30 a year.
And we don't disgust you with porn.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Good black. God bless. Bye-bye.
Good black. Good black. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Oh, yeah.
All right, audience. That's it. Grum crash, house quake, shalom. Yeah. I'm so fat, not really.